smiling when you're smiling.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind on 550 K-Fire, 910 KCGB, AM 1100,
when you're laughing.
KTGO 1090 in the Bakken and 1460 KLTC in Dickinson. It is a Minnesota Fishing Opener weekend, so I am broadcasting from the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, and the famed Minnesota resort, Chase on the Lake. If you've never been to Walker, Minnesota, you've never been to Chase on the Lake, you've not lived, and they have a special rate for our What's On Your Mind listeners, only $69 when you go to chaseonthelake.com. The plan was to be out here and really have some fun Minnesota fishing, because there's still ice on this third biggest pond in North Dakota, Minnesota. That didn't work out so well. So Steve said, I'm going to prove that fishing is better in North Dakota. So he actually is wetting his line in the Shields parking lot in Bismarck today for the Fish Fest. Right, Steve?
Absolutely, because fishing is better in North Dakota. You know why? Because we can open water fish this weekend. That's the beautiful part of it. So I guess right there the argument's made for us. We are broadcasting live from Shields Fish Fest, one of many fish fest events that they have around the region. They're out and about. We've got the assistant manager, fishing expert from Shields, who is kind of the guy behind the fish fest and puts all this together. What a great event. That's just a great family event as well with all the things that are going on. Derek Konsalecki, welcome to the program, Derek.
Thank you.
Give us a little rundown, fish fest. How did it start and this has really grown into a huge event. You get the fishing pros here, although I'm a little disappointed my buddy Johnny Candle's not here because he's off in Michigan fishing on Lake Huron in a tournament that I've actually fished in down in Saginaw Bay. But who do we have here this year?
You know, we really don't have a lot of outstanding pros like Johnny had, like we've had in the past. Unfortunately, he isn't able to make it with us. We wish he was here. But we have some great local representatives at the Fish Fest, so still got a lot of talent that can help you catch more fish.
And that's what it's about, is teaching the people how to fish more and become more accomplished at their craft. It's, you know, you throw names out like Johnny Candle and some of the PWT guys that are out there. They're top of the line. We all aspire to that, even if we're just getting out on the weekend. We'd love to have that lifestyle of being a professional fisherman, but I think a lot of people don't realize how hard those guys actually work.
Yeah, it's a tough. I've done the same thing or been part of helping when pre-fishing, and it's a lot of work for those guys. You always think that'd be a dream job, but second guess it once you have to be part of that side of the business.
Well, tell us who's here today. Of course, we got the Berkeley tent. We're going to have the Mr. Berkeley, the guy. You got to pick him up from the airport a little bit later today.
Mr. Dale Sprouse.
Now, we'll have him on in the afternoon later on a different program with the K-Fire Cafe, but Mr. Sprouse is well worth the price of admission to getting in here, but by the way, the price of admission is free.
Correct.
Shields does this out of the kindness of their heart, just having to help you become a better fisher person. But Mr. Sprouse will be here, and he's always got some great stories to tell. I'm looking at the truck over here, the little Gore-Tex Adventure. Tell us about that, because that is so intriguing. I've not been in that yet.
Well, what it is, it's a Gore-Tex experience. So there's a Gore-Tex products are generally a little higher end, but what it does is it just teaches you what the importance and what Gore-Tex will do for you. So you can stop on by the Gore-Tex Mobile, and they will tell you more about Gore-Tex and why it's worth spending that extra money in the long run. So it's something different that we haven't had. It's a great opportunity to have them be part with us this year, so I'm excited. So I think it's a great opportunity for you as a customer to come down and check it out.
Now, one of the things that I do is, and we do it here in North Dakota, in the upper Great Plains, is we have to deal with the elements. It doesn't matter if you're fishing in the winter, late fall, early spring, if you're out hunting, it doesn't matter. We have to deal with the elements. It could be a beautiful sunny day in July, and, well, there's a possibility of snow. We never know what we have to deal with. That's why Gore-Tex is such a great product.
Yeah, because it's waterproof, windproof, breathable material, and they can show you the construction and how it's interlaid within your garment, and they probably have way more technical terms than...
Yeah, I usually get too hot. That's my biggest problem. I overdress for anything. If I go out into the weather, I got to be careful of that. Gore-Tex, it takes that extra layer off. You don't have to worry about overdressing. You don't have to worry about underdressing. It'll moderate things. It opens up that window for going out into the elements.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the other things that I enjoy, Scott, is getting out a little early season fishing, because we don't have a fishing season that closes here in North Dakota. I like going out, and I do the catch release when the big walleyes are full eggs. The Game and Fish says it doesn't make a difference on the fishery, but I guess I was brought up a little bit old school. If you catch a big 8, 9, 10, 12-pound walleye that's full of eggs, you let her go. Scott, what was your question with that? What's your fishing background now that you're chasing the lake this weekend?
Well, my fishing background is as a youngster with my grandpa in just a tiny little simple fishing boat with the smallest of outboard motors that I can imagine, and I'm just amazed how things have changed. And you walk into Shields and you talk to their fishing experts and you talk about all the different bells and whistles. I have Jason Freed and Jim Ernster here with me with the Leisure Outdoor Adventures, and they, in partnership with Chase on the Lake, take folks out and for a half a day of fishing for $300, you get a pro to take you to where the hot spots are. Our full day is only $100 more for $400, and it's pretty good. We've sort of been trash talking back and forth a little bit on where the fishing is better, and North Dakota wins today because there's a lot of ice in North Dakota, but certainly in general, that's a debate I'm not sure we'll settle today. But Jason and Jim, welcome back.
Thanks
for having us.
Yeah.
So have you ever seen a fishing opener like this? Is just kind of just chalk it up to, hey, just Mother Nature gets a little odd once in a while?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's been a test of our patience this year, and I think looking online, I think the latest Leech Lake has gone out with something around May 25th. So I don't know if we're actually going to break that record, but we're going to be awfully close.
And Jim, is this one for the record books?
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, there's been times where I've come up here and the ice has been super black, but it's gone out overnight, and the fishing was just outstanding. But we have white on the ice, and it's not from the white caps, unfortunately, so we're not even close.
You know what I get a kick out of, you're just talking to, your guest at Shields, Steve, the options are just incredible now. I mean, the different bells and whistles and the gear, and, it's just a different game. When I was on a little lake outside Canby, Minnesota, as a 4 or 5-year-old boy, I'm telling you, it's just amazing how things have changed now. Is it sometimes a little too complicated?
Yeah, I think sometimes we make it a little harder than it needs to be, but I think at the same time we've gotten to the point where the things that are out there, they not only make, as they were talking about with Gore-Tex, they make your time on the water that much more enjoyable, and there's a little something for everybody, and it's just about how much you really want to spend. And but I think the average guy doesn't have to go out and spend thousands and thousands of dollars and still go out and catch fish.
And Derek, is there such a thing where you don't need the fish house anymore because you just have your own Gore-Tex gear on and you're like a walking fish house?
Yeah, it can be developed into that.
Maybe we should ship some of that equipment, the walking fish house stuff, or maybe even some fish houses over to Minnesota this weekend.
Yeah,
that's what I should have brought. I should have brought that along. I mean, we could have tried that, right? Because correct me if I'm wrong, Jim. There's a lot of fish waiting to be hauled into anything off of that ice right now.
Yeah, there's plenty of fish out there. It's just a matter of getting to them. You're either going to need a fish house or some good scuba gear, and then you'd be able to find some for sure.
Hey, Derek, what's that cost? Hey, if I wanted the gear where I could be like a human fish house, what would that cost me, roughly?
It'd be about $350.
It's cheaper than a fish house, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wear a suit.
So a good ice suit will hook you all up. You can go out there. Now, for Jason and Jim, I got a question for you. On a weekend like this, what are the options for fisher people that want to get out and hit the opener? Is there an option other than fishing rivers? Is there a way to safely go out on the ice, or is there a safe way to safely get in on some walleye fishing if the lakes are still frozen to the extent they are? How do you do that?
Well, that's the tough part. A lot of the lakes now, looking at them, I was just reading the newspaper today up here on Leech just 2 days ago, they had to rescue two people from the water. So it's not safe. I mean, there's probably anywhere from, 5 to 12 inches of honeycombed ice out there, and so you can't. And that's the hard part. I mean, you can't get out on the ice because it's not safe, but yet you can't put a boat in the water. And so there's not a lot of options. I know a lot of guys are, even our own governor, Governor Dayton, they're going to put him on the Fish Hook River. So you'll see guys fishing a lot of rivers, and I think we've got a good friend of ours who usually puts on a pair of waders every year for opener, and so, and he was talking about how he thinks he'll be able to have that option to be able to wait out a little bit and cast.
Hey, I have a quick question for Derek, because we have a big question we're asking our listeners today. Where's the fishing better, Minnesota or North Dakota, Derek?
Well, North Dakota.
Well, I think you just lost a lot of Minnesota Gore-Tex sales. I don't know. It's probably a different rep, and you don't care anyway. So, hey guys, this is great. Fish Fest going on at Shields. Check it out. Steve Bakken's out there. Jason Freed, Jim Ernster from Leisure Outdoor Adventures. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
And if you like their Facebook page, you get free stuff. So go like their Facebook page. I'm going to put a post on mine right now as well. Governor Jack Dalrymple, when we come back, we'll tackle the big question on the North Dakota legislative session. Did they spend too much? Not enough? You tell us, and he'll take your calls coming up later this hour on What's on Your Mind. Have you been on Leech Lake, Minnesota's third largest lake, some of the best walleye fishing on the planet? Have you been to Walker, Minnesota? Have you seen the historic Chase on the Lake Resort? Folks, it's a premier Minnesota resort. Voted that way time and time again. The lodging, absolutely incredible. The 502 restaurant and bar, well known. The Copper Door Aveda Spa. The bowling alley. The amenities. It's absolutely incredible. How about this? One of Minnesota's premier restaurants right now is yours for $69 any room, any night. That's right. This is a fabulous facility. Check it out online, chaseonthelake.com. Use the promo code SCOTT and get the $69 rate before May 23rd. You must hurry. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT, or call them at 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-242-7306. And tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon, Friday edition of the program. By the way, Monday we'll be live from the groundbreaking of a new facility for Bobcat in Bismarck. Excited about that. Of course, Bobcat, an iconic North Dakota brand. A lot of tremendous history there. When you think about, really, the Bobcat skid steer loader really replaced the wheelbarrow and the pitchfork. I mean, there's the talk about a dramatic impact on farming and now on small construction, so we'll be there to celebrate that. Governor Dalrymple, Senators Heitkamp and Hoven, Congressman Kramer will all be there, and we will be as well live on the Monday edition of the program. Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us in just a little bit and take your calls, questions, or comments, and we'll get his take on the legislative session. And we have a call waiting to weigh in for Steve and I. Clarence, you're up at 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind. Clarence, are you there? Hello, Clarence. Can you hear us?
Looks like we just lost him.
We lost. We have Todd, ladies and gentlemen. Todd, what's on your mind?
Well, that's a disappointment, isn't it?
Todd, what's on your mind?
Just headphones and what's hair. What hair is left? That's what's on top of my mind. You guys get to go play around, and I get to push buttons in the studio. What? How did that happen?
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to be working for you this afternoon with the K-Fire Cafe. I'll be back out of Shield because that's such hard duty. Yeah,
anything to get you to go to Shields, right? You'll do that for the team? That's always good to know.
Hey, all I'm doing is trying to help you out with your show, Todd, this afternoon.
All right.
I'll take one for the team.
And by the way, Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us momentarily, and he'll take your calls, questions, and comments. We have a couple of questions on the table. One, where's the fishing better, Minnesota or North Dakota? What are you doing for Mom's Day? How are you going to celebrate your mom? We have some nice comments on our Facebook page, which, by the way, is What's on Your Mind Radio. Have you liked us yet? You're following us on Twitter. You can go to whatsonyourmindradio.com and find links to our Facebook page as well as the new Twitter account. And weigh in on those big questions. Yes, Steve.
You know, Scott, one of the things I was a little shocked at is, you know, families have traditions. And from all the stuff we've been reading and hearing from listeners, there's not a lot of family, quote-unquote, traditions for Mother's Day. It seems like there's more for Father's Day. Where's the Mother's Day traditions? I always took my mom to church and then brunch, and that was what we did every Mother's Day. That was in stone. That was the habit we did. But there's not. It doesn't seem like everybody has a family tradition anymore. You know, maybe that goes back to the discussion in the earlier part of the hour with the family units not being as tightly wound as what they used to be.
I think the tradition is memories, right? Memories with Mom if she's here and reminiscing. One listener said it well in recalling her mom. She said, I lost my mom in December of 2011, but I think my favorite memory is love. All the love. I always knew that I was loved. You know, well said, Nancy. And I think moms, you know, who better than moms know unconditional love? No matter how bad you mess up, no matter what you do, moms love you unconditionally. So I think if the tradition is if great memories of mom, that's a good thing. Clarence is back. Let's go to the phones at 800-228-0550. Governor Jack Dalrymple at the bottom of the hour takes your questions, too. And right now, Clarence, we can ask you what's on your mind.
Yeah, about fishing. North Dakota is kind of better, but Minnesota is much better. Let's keep them people over on that side. Save the fish for us.
So, Clarence, you're going at this from the avenue that we enjoy not having crowded lakes.
Yeah, another thing, too, our governor and our mayor over here at Burlington, they always call that Thurus River. I've never found the Thurus River. There's people moving into North Dakota. They're wondering where Thurus River is at. It's not the Thurus. It's the Mouse River.
And just so you know, Clarence, you should know the official position.
KFYR Radio, KFYR TV, they also say it's the Thurus River. But our channel, TV and Minus, they call it the Mouse.
Clarence, I learned from our listeners, and I call it the Mouse myself now.
Yes.
I learned because
Canada, the Canadian side, they're French Canadian, and French Canadian means mouse. That's why they call it Thurus up there. But how would you like to be in your kitchen someday and sit there and see a mouse run? You'd say, look at that Thurus run.
All right, Clarence, we have, just so you know, we've taken the pledge, and the pledge is on this program, because of the experts, it is always the mouse. In North Dakota, it's the mouse. So a point well taken. Thanks for the call, Clarence. Others waiting.
You mentioned that to the governor.
We'll pass that along. We'll pass that along to the governor, who will be here shortly, and you can too. He's in the hot seat taking your calls. Bob, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, guys. Hi, thanks a lot. First thing I'd like to say is just, I'm so glad that you guys are on and that KFYR has gone back to a local programming here for this show. I just think it's fantastic. Second thing I want to say is go back to to when Dr. Shivani was on. I used to be on the higher ed roundtable as a private sector rep, and I would like to just confirm one thing that he said. The North Dakota higher ed has never, in my opinion, worked together as a system. And that's pretty much all I'd have to say.
Is that good or bad for the system, Bob?
Well, I think it's terrible, quite honestly, that they haven't worked as a system. I mean, the duplication of efforts within higher ed are just phenomenal. And every one of the university presidents works individually. They work individually for their own campuses, which is, I suppose, to be expected. But someone has to oversee everything to try and at least make them work together as a system. I mean, one of the things that really just got me over the edge was back in the days of Joe Chapman when, NDSU started a college of education, which, comes with the dean and all the administration that comes with a college of education. And 75 miles up the road, we had the College of Education at the University of North Dakota. Now, I don't know how many PhDs in education we need to graduate in the state of North Dakota on an annual basis, but if we needed more, it only makes sense that you expand an existing program, but not within our system.
Plus, you have Mayville State, which is an education college as well, that's stuck right between the two of them. Bob, from a working knowledge, when you talk about the system and how the system doesn't work, is it because of the Board of Higher Education? Is it the individual presidents? Is it the individual universities? Or is it the system that feeds from K through 12 into higher education for our North Dakota kids to have a good quality education that they can afford?
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily the K through 12 system, except I will say that I was just astonished when I did see the number of children who come through our K through 12 system who don't have a functional literacy or aren't functionally able to do reading and math, the way that they should be. But I would say, from my experience, from what I've seen, that the college presidents and the State Board of Higher Education are primarily responsible for the higher ed not working as a system. I don't know what the State Board of Higher Ed was doing for a number of years, because it certainly doesn't appear that they were overseeing anything that was going on a system-wide basis.
Hey, Bob, appreciate the comments very much. Apologize, we're up against the break, but you've said some very interesting things and come from the perspective of a private sector representative on the infamous higher ed roundtable. We've been battling on that for a lot of years. Governor Jack Dalrymple takes your calls when we come back.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Hard-working trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brand. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, NelsonFergusFalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime, NelsonFergusFalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is What's on Your Mind, 550 K-Fire, 910 KCJB, AM 1100 The Flag, KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO in Williston, Tioga, Stanley, Newtown, five states, two Canadian provinces. The What's on Your Mind network expands, and we're pleased to welcome the governor of the great state of North Dakota, Jack Dalrymple, to take your questions and comments on this Friday. Hello, Governor.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
Well, I'm not too far from your lake place here, and we're debating whether the fishing's better in North Dakota or Minnesota. We were planning to be out here for the Minnesota fishing opener, which is a bust because there's a lot of ice out here. But Steve is in the parking lot at Shields and Bismarck and is wetting his line a lot more than I am here in Minnesota. How about that?
Well, we all know that the great fishing is on the North Dakota side of the river, and
thank you, Governor.
That's the way it is if you happen to live in Minnesota. But there's always the opportunity for people to come west, buy a North Dakota fishing license, and find out how much fun it really is.
We're starting quite a border battle. We're looking forward to it. By the way, we're also celebrating Mom's Weekend, and I know this year you lost your mom, and it's probably a tough Mother's Day in the Dalrymple family this year, huh?
Oh, I lost an aunt, Scott, and you're off there a little bit.
Okay, so I thought your mother passed away. You lost an aunt, but your mom's still alive.
Lost my mom a couple of years ago.
Oh, I'm just off on the calendar. Okay, all right. So I remember your mom at the inaugural. When you obviously took the role for governor the first time around, so she got to see as governor, though, didn't she?
Yeah, that's right. That was really a great day, and are always grateful when those special times come around that you still have family with you.
Is time flying as fast for you as it is for me, obviously, because it seems like that wasn't all that long ago that John Hovind headed for the Senate and you took over as governor, And now we just wrapped up a second session here for you.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. I can't believe how fast all of that time has passed, and it seems like the year of the flood was just the other day, and that's 2 years ago now that we encountered all of the flood challenges around the state. Time is just racing by for me.
Governor, one of the things I think we should probably look at having you do is maybe make a proclamation declaring that North Dakota's fishing is a little bit better than Minnesota's. would you be amiable for that?
Well, I realize those are fighting words, Steve, and I know I'm going to bring on a reaction there, but really, I love telling people from around the country, I tell you what, if you want to fish for walleyes, Devils Lake, North Dakota, and Lake Sakakawea, I will put up against any place. And we've got some great guys up here now, too, some real pros.
If you'd like to talk to the governor of North Dakota, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Henn, and this is What's on Your Mind. Governor, some critics have come out saying that the state of North Dakota has been spending too much money. Just because we have it doesn't mean we should spend it. What's your answer to the critics that are saying we're just flat out spending too much money here in North Dakota?
I'm always happy to have the opportunity to answer that question, Steve, and it seems like on, your and Scott's show, I always get that chance. We have finished a session now that will go down in history, and it, you know, by some measures, if you add up all of the dollars and all the different categories, you can show a huge increase in spending. But what I tell people again and again is that, you know, you have to look at the amount of money that we're spending on an ongoing basis. And by ongoing, I mean the amount of money that we spend on continuing programs that repeat like year after year. In that category, our revenues, our state tax revenues, are still well in excess of our ongoing spending on a year-to-year basis. And that's the main measure right there. That's where the rubber meets the road. We are still not spending as much as we're taking in, and that's the critical difference. We do have in our ongoing programs some large increases in spending that are not our fault. They are caused by the federal government pulling back on their share of essential programs like Medicaid. And, you know, we make the decision that we're not going to abandon Medicaid. We're going to stay the course. But that's forced on us by federal cutbacks. On the other side of the ledger, we also have what we call one-time expenditures, investments in the infrastructure of the state. And by infrastructure, I mean roads and highways, bridges, capital improvements. Those things are being paid for with cash reserves. We're not borrowing. We're not taking away from next year's spending. We do have cash on hand for those expenditures. So it can make it look like a big increase on a percentage basis, but we think that's the best use of our cash reserves is invest in our long-term future.
Speaking of those cash reserves, Dawn has a comment. She says, we need to remember to save for the rough times. There's no guarantee this oil boom is going to last forever, especially if Obama and or the EPA have their way. I'd feel a lot better if the state had a really good emergency fund stashed away. After this last session, it reminds me of immature kids who come into a lot of money and just spend because they can. What do you say to Dawn about the funds or the rainy day funds? She called it an emergency funds.
Well, it's a very fair question, and I'm happy to say that once again, our legislature has set aside significant cash reserves for the future and as a defense against any unforeseen downturn of any kind. And those reserves are growing. They are building up in the legacy fund, in the budget stabilization fund, in our foundation aid, our school fund, stabilization fund. Altogether, Scott, those funds are going to reach $3.5 billion. That's money that is completely tucked away for a rainy day. And in fact, you know, we receive criticism on the other side of the argument that we're tucking away too much against an unforeseen downturn. So there's two points of view on that.
Governor, it is a fine line on what should come back to the people and saving too much as opposed to putting enough away for a rainy day. But that's a little bit later discussion. Let's go to the callers to find out what's on your mind. If you'd like to talk to the governor, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Chad, what's on your mind for Governor Jack Dalrymple?
Yeah, I run up to the lake here last night out of Beulah, and the ice is gone. But Beulah Bay Ramp, Dakota Water Ramp and Beaver Bay. Ramps are out of the water. I don't think we can put a big boat in without ripping the axles off the trailer. When's the water going to come up?
Governor, can you work on the water?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And I think, the mountain snow melt needs to start arriving here pretty soon. The forecast, is still for, a reasonable, good runoff, into the Missouri River system. And I think that, we're just in that kind of lull at the moment, before that begins to, arrive. But, it's going to be an issue again this year. We know we're back on the other side of the problem from 2011, and now we, have to talk to people about hanging on to some water. And, of course, they're going to want to get water for navigation on the lower Missouri. They're going to be worried about the Mississippi, the way things are unfolding. And we're going to be in that battle once again with the Corps, trying to explain to them that it's far more important to think about recreation uses in the upper Missouri than it is to worry about one or two barges down in the state of Missouri.
Chad, appreciate the call. David, you're next for Governor Jack Dalrymple on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, David.
Oh, yeah. And morning, Scott and Governor. I'm glad I followed that last question because it goes directly to the XL pipeline. If you look at the website for the XL pipeline, they say that they're going to be able to move 580,000 barrels per day of material through the pipeline. But what they're not saying is that 16 million gallons is the equivalent. Well, they're picking up water all along the whole pipeline. So they're essentially going to be stealing water from Canada, from North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, all the way down to Texas. And so the use of that water, the water gets constantly reused. Once it goes out into somebody's lower ditch, it gets picked up by somebody else and goes into reuse. But as soon as it gets picked up by this XL pipeline, that water is going to be shot straight to Texas where it's going to be left as pollution. And so who is sold the water rights to the XL pipeline? And that can be seen as a huge economic loss for the state, which very much fits with the previous caller's idea of doing penny wise and pound foolish, spending way too soon rather than reinvesting.
We're short on time here, but Governor, quick response.
Well, I don't know if we're talking here about the Keystone XL pipeline.
Both of them. There's one that shoots through Montana, and there's one that drops down through North Dakota. But either way, they're pulling from the aquifers.
Well, I think that, you may be confusing one pipeline with another here, but the fact of the matter is, all of our use of aquifer water is, very carefully permitted and very carefully monitored. And, we are very careful through our State Water Commission, to not over-tap or overuse our aquifer resources.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. We're up against the clock here. How are you doing for time, Jack? Do you have a few more minutes?
Yeah, I got a couple more.
Okay, because we're going to run up against a break here, and we do want to just kind of sort of wrap up on the session. And one question that has come up that I'll give you a little time to think about here before we go to the break is, the end of the session ended in a sort of a feisty fashion, really with some disagreements between Senate Republicans and House Republicans, and that has caused the Democrats to say the session was a bit of a disaster. Did the end and the chaos overshadow the overall accomplishments? That when we come back with our guest, Governor Jack Dalrymple, on What's on Your Mind.
Listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUontheRoad.org. CU as in credit union on the road.org and on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, you can kill skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. That's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give a 100% guarantee if that smell ever comes back, call us up, we'll refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. Steve's at Fish Fest Shields in Bismarck, and we've been talking fishing, we've been talking Mom's Day, we've been talking about the Board of Higher Ed, and the legislative session that was, it just wrapped up. And, of course, only a week old, as a matter of fact. Governor Jack Dalrymple for a few more minutes with us, and I guess the point is that the Republican infighting that really was Senate versus House Republicans at the end caused a little bit of wrangling, and it allowed the Democrats to sort of... They were quite critical of it being a circus-like atmosphere and a disaster. My question to you, you called it a historic session. They're calling it a disaster. Who's right?
It is an historic session by any measurement. I think that's pretty well accepted. Epic tax relief, $850 million of property tax relief, $250 million of income tax relief, incredible investments in infrastructure and capital improvements, and some outstanding reform in the way that we fund education, not only K-12, but also higher education, more transparency, better understandability, and more equity in all of our education funding. I think you look back at the final package that was produced by the 63rd Assembly, and you just have to say that, you know, this will go down in history as a major breakthrough session. You know, this question about was there squabbling, you know, if the Republicans have a floor debate and, you know, not everybody agrees on something, isn't that great? You know, that it's transparent and everybody can see what the differences of opinion are. The only real disagreement at the end was, you know, are we going to provide even more property tax relief or not quite so much property tax relief? What a wonderful place to, like, have the debate, you know, whether it's more or less property tax relief.
Governor, in your opinion, was there enough property tax relief? I think the argument that I've been hearing from a lot of listeners, or citizens of North Dakota is relief versus reform. Did you get what you wanted as far as property tax relief for the citizens of North Dakota?
I think people will see that this time we did break through, you know, using the school district funding as a basis. We did break through with true property tax reform. We have the school district levy down at a level now that is about two-thirds lower than it was 5 years ago, and that is fixed by the state legislature. So it isn't just, you know, we're going to help people pay their bills. This is true reform and a long-lasting improvement. We have done a lot, not just this time, but in the last three legislative sessions. And altogether, the people of North Dakota will pay $2.5 billion less in taxes than they would have paid if we had not come through with all of these tax relief measures.
There were efforts that passed overwhelmingly in the House that died in the Senate that would have put more controls on spending at the local level. Some folks say without that reform, you have a risk of Measure 2 coming back, and those folks are out there. They were on with us yesterday asking listeners to call and say whether they want a round two of Measure 2 and a ballot question. Was there enough reform, do you think, Governor, and enough controls on local spending so those dollars you allocated actually get to the homeowners so property taxes are relieved to hold off a Measure 2?
You know, we'll see, Scott, you know, whether people come forward with that again or not. There is still some frustration that the valuations are rising so rapidly on property in North Dakota, on people's homes and businesses and on their farms, you know, that is translating, you know, still into pressure on higher property taxes. But, you know, there is a problem with just putting an arbitrary cap on a county or on a city. You can't really put the same cap on everybody because the needs vary so much. And some counties and some cities are growing rapidly and, you know, certainly have a need for revenues as well.
Governor, we're coming up against a break, but I did want to throw this out for you. You had an opportunity to spend some time up in Grand Forks. Tell us a little bit about the Northern Plains nitrogen and what that means to North Dakota, having a $1.5 billion fertilizer plant located near Grand Forks.
Oh, that's a great-looking project, and, you know, as somebody who has been a buyer of nitrogen fertilizer over the years for my farm, as far as I'm concerned, you know, let's have lots of fertilizer manufacturing plants around here. I think it would be great. We're still importing into this region 2 million tons a year of nitrogen fertilizer. You know, that's product that we could be making right here and eliminating a whole bunch of transportation costs. I think it's just a great, great project, and I sure hope, you know, that everything comes through.
We'll see you at another great project on Monday with the Bobcat groundbreaking. We'll be broadcasting live from there. A lot of great things happening in the great state of North Dakota. Governor, thanks for taking the time to take some calls and chat about the session today with us.
Hey, you bet, Scott and Steve, and have a great weekend, and tell everybody that we're going to have a big warm-up next week, and the fish in North Dakota are going to turn on. So come on over.
All right. Sounds good. The governor's put his vote in for the fishing's better in North Dakota, folks. Have a great Mother's Day weekend. We'll see you Monday. For Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennen. Remember, take some time this weekend to go to What's On Your Mind Radio so you can follow us on Twitter and you can like us on Facebook. The What's On Your Mind Radio. All the questions there, and we'll see you again Monday live. Bobcat and Bismarck. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend. God bless you, folks. If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches, they built schools, they built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.